Every year, about 700,000 people around the world die from infections caused by antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and that number keeps rising. Experts say if we do not find effective new drugs, by 2050, the number of deaths could reach 10 million. One course of action is to develop viruses called phages that attack a specific strain of bacteria, for instance, Staphylococcus aureus, that causes a range of hard-to-treat infections. Crucial for this method is an enzyme called lysin.
When you take that purified enzyme and add it back to a bacteria, for example, in an infection, it will drill a hole in the cell wall, the membrane externalizes like it would normally do, explode, and kill the organism instantly.
After 20 years of research, Fischetti managed to extract lysin from a bacteria-eating phage, so the normally harmless virus itself is not used in the treatment, eliminating the danger it could mutate into a harmful form.
This is just a different way of killing bacteria. People are not comfortable with it yet, but I think once the first lysin gets through phase two clinical trials to show that it actually works and works well, people will be more comfortable with it, and I think we'll start using lysins in addition to antibiotics.
Biotechnology company Contrafact successfully completed phase one of clinical tests with a lysin called CF301 on healthy volunteers infected with Staph aureus. The phase two trial is underway.
We're very encouraged by what we've seen because it tells us that we can use the lysin in addition to conventional small molecule antibiotics, completely different mechanism of action without any observable adverse events.
In the meantime, researchers are trying to develop a lysin that will have the same effect on a different strain of antibiotic-resistant bacteria that causes hospital-acquired pneumonia. George Putich, VOA News.